Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Pezayin, and today we're going to talk about the topic of Kol de Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein de Oraisa Tikkun. Anything the rabbis enacted is parallel and modern day after the Din de Oraisa. So where does this come up? So the Gemara quotes on Pezayin and Aleph a Braisa, and the Gemara tries to figure out what is the pshat of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Tanya Ida Hamamas Hamayim Ha'overes Ben Chalonos, there's a aqueduct, there's a little line of water that goes outside windows, and people have to go through their windows, past the pail, through their windows, down into the pit in order to into the aqueduct to get the water. So the Gemara says, "Pachos mi gimel mishal shel deli umamali." If it's less than three, then you could use the pail and bring up water on Shabbos. And if it is gimel, ein mishal shel deli umamali. If it's three, not. The Rosh Gamliel says the cutoff is four. The question is, what is it? What has to be three? What has to be four? The Gemara quotes three different days. Number one is b'amas hamayim gufe. The first day is that it's the measurements of the amas hamayim itself, whether how wide it is and how deep it is related to that. That was all number one. Number two, the second day on Amud Beis, the Gemara says maybe it has to do with the rim of the walls of the pit, of the dirt of that's standing outside the pit itself. I'm sorry, that's on the still on the bottom of an aleph. Ela ba'agafeha ula hachlif. It has to do with on the top of the banks of the dirt that was taken out, that's on the side of the amas hamayim. That was number two. But we're going to get into the third one. The third day is Ravashi Amar, afilu tema yish choron lekarmelis. The Gemara suggested, are there choron? Do we look at little extensions out of a karmelis? Because maybe these ridges, these banks should be connected to the water itself and just to be extensions of the karmelis. So the Ravashi says, even if we want to say yish choron lekarmelis, but still, hanimili besmucha chumufleges, and therefore there's a question about whether you say that a karmelis has choron. And Ravina then says, kagon, a third possibility, the avale nifki apume. The question is, if you have certain partitions at the front of the chutzner and at the edge of the chutzner where the water goes in and out, okay, three different days. We're going to zero in on number two, Rav Ashi, who says maybe there's a discussion whether a karmelis should have chorin or not, the halacha of chorin, meaning little extensions that if you have a rishus and there are extensions to that rishus, there are holes in the wall, there are little protrusions that go out, do you say that the rishus has those included in its rishus? So the Gemara has deos. Maybe you say ein choron lekarmelis and yesh choron. Why would you say ein and yesh? So why would you say ein? Because it's a rishus derabbanan. It's a created rishus, and therefore the rabbanan did not create the status of karmelis with choron. Why would you say yesh choron bekarmelis? Says the Ritva, Ravashi Yamar v'chulu called a tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. There it is. Because Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid have Chorin, have the halacha of extensions, little extensions, so too you would say that by Carmelis also was patterned after the Din D'Oraisa. So that gets us into this sugya that we can discuss of Kol de Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein de Oraisa Tikkun. The Gemara has it in a number of places. The Gemara has it in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Tezayin relating to Matzah Bizman Hazeh. We would say it has the same rules because of Kol de Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein de Oraisa Tikkun according to the Deya that says Matzah Bizman Hazeh is de Rabbanan. We paskin that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is de Oraisa. And also in Yevamis on Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara talks about Sota de Rabbanan. So that's one level of extension because there it's really based on a din d'oraisa, and it's exactly an extension of the d'oraisa. So to say that matzah has the same rules, matzah d'rabbanan has the same rules as matzah d'oraisa, okay, that's it's an extension of kol d'tikkun rabbanan, but it's not as big of a chiddush. Or sota. Sota d'rabbanan is compared to sota d'oraisa, but then the Gemara has it by other context as well, where it's a totally new idea. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Aleph discusses by a tevila that is just needed lechumra. The Gemara talks about a mitzora having to do tevila in order to go to stand by Shar Nikinor. So the Gemara talks about Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis going up to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, tevila zu chotzeitz o eino chotzeitz. This tevila, do regular laws of chatzitza apply or not? Rashi there, Rabbi Yehuda da Amar Bebnei Srach, tevila ba'al mahib, pasla ba'chatzitza kishar tevilos, o dilma, kima deina ba'a ela lahaskiro, ala tumi yashana, V'lo l'tar ba, he ba'a, it's just coming to remind you of old tuma, but not to be tar, lo pasla ba'chatzitza, and chatzitza maybe shouldn't pasl. Amar lei, so Rav Yosef answers Abaya, called the tikkun rabbanan, ke'ein da'raisa tikkun. Once it's tefila, we parallel it after other tefilos. That's one. Or the Gemara in Maseches Gittin also has this discussion relating to something similar to our case, related to Shitufei Mavaos. Shitufei Mavaos, talking there, what's the Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalet I'm about? Talking about Ktanim and Shvachos. Ktanim and Shvachos, who can be Zoche in an Erev? The Gemara there says, Kesa Mishafim B'mavi, the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah from Erevin that we had earlier. Kesa Mishafim B'mavi, Meniach Azachavis V'amar Harizu L'chobnei Amavi. You take a barrel of wine and you say, this, I'm being Zoche on behalf of all the B'nei Mavui to be able to have carry in the Mavui. Umezake Lohen, Aide B'no Bito Agdolim, Vaide Abdo V'shifcha So Evrim. And you have to give it to somebody who is outside of your Rishus. Remember, that's how Zachin works. You can't put it from your right hand to your left hand. You have to give it to someone who represents a different Rishus, and then that different Rishus will be Zoche on behalf of everybody else in the Mavui. So you can give it to your older children, B'no Bito Hagdolim, because they represent a separate Rishus, or Avdo V'shifcha So Ha'ivrim, or an Eved or a Shifcha, Jewish. So the Gemara is wondering, what type of Shifcha are we talking about? Hai Shifcha Yechidami. Ida As Yishnei Cyrus, if we're talking about a Shifcha that already is a Gedola, my Gabe. Right, a Shifcha, an Amma Ivriya, that's what we're talking about. She goes free when she gets 12 years old. And E Elo As Yishnei Cyrus. So she's a Ketana, V'Ketani Zocha L'Acherim, and yet it says that you could use a Shifcha Ha'ivri, right? You can use an Amivriya. So, Mimanav Shach has the Gemara. How can you do that? Either she's a Ketana, and she can't be a Gedola. Answer, Shiny, she Tufei Mavos, Durabanan. Right, she Tufei Mavos are different. They're Durabanan. Midaraisa, obviously, this is not an Isser. It's all Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Midarabanan, we require the Shidivim Mavos. But because it's Durabanan, we'll be flexible in terms of the rules of Zechia. And we would allow a Amma Ivriya Ktana to be Zoche on behalf of the rest of the Mavui. Amma Rav Chizda, Ishtik Vardan. Rav Chizda says, Ishtik Vardan. Vardan, Rav Chinana Vardan, who quoted this, Ishtik. What does that mean? Rashi, Ne'elam. Shloheshiv Tshuva Al Teretzeh. Right, there was no answer. Why? Rav Chizda should have given an answer, the Gemara set Mashma. My Havilu Lememar, what could he have said? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Right, called the Tikkun Rabbanan is Kein Daraisa, and therefore, just like by other contexts of Zechiyah, one would require the regular rules, and so do here. So Rav Chizda could have said that. Why didn't he say it? V'idach, the Gemara continues, Ki Amrinan called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun, B'milsa de'isla ikar mena Torah. Maybe you'd only say that by something that relates to the Torah in general. Aval milsa de'isla ikar mena Torah lo, but if it's a totally new Din Rabbanan, so then one would not say it. Okay, but again, there you already see a limit to whether we might say it only by Yeshlo Iker Min HaTorah. These are a couple of examples of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan that we have in the Gemara. Rishonim expand. The Rishonim put Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan sometimes into the Gemara where the Gemara doesn't specifically beferish say it. So our Ritva right here is one of them. Our Ritva says, what's the discussion of Chorin B'Karmelis or not? Why would you say there is Chorin in the Karmelis? Because of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan. Okay, the Raisa Tikkun. Yesterday's Daf, Pei Vav Mabes, right? Rashi there discusses. Remember the we're talking about the rules of Mechitza, of a Mechitza Tluya. Our Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda allows the Mechitza Tluya by the water of the Chatzah. The wall just going across the water on top is enough. The Gemara tries to relate that to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Mechitza Tluya works for Sukkah. Sukkah walls, even if you have a large area of airspace underneath, just like 10 Tvachim works going up, it works going down. So the Gemara says, can you connect the two? And the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe you can't connect the two. Maybe each one rejects the other one. And the Gemara's Lashon is, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda only says it here by Eruv Chatziris, which are Durabanan. But Sukkah D'Oraisa, not. You wouldn't say it by Sukkah D'Oraisa. And then the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi only says it by Sukkah, which at most is an Isser Aseh. But Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, lo Amar. We spoke about this in the last year. But Shabbos is an Isser Skila. What do you mean Shabbos is an Isser Skila? We're talking about Durabanan. We're talking about Rishuyos, Durabanan here. So all the Rishuyos are Yachin on a Torah level. Says the Rashi, Avagad Rishis Drabanan Leka Skila, even though this context there's no skila, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. And therefore you might need the same rules of Mechitzas. There Rashi says it, called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Then there is a very much discussed Rashi at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Beginning of Sanhedrin, the first mission of Sanhedrin, we know tells us the number of judges that you need for many different cases of Beis Din. So the Gemara has a list of what needs three, what needs more than three, what needs 23, what needs 71. So on the list of three is Chalitza. Chalitza needs a Beis Din of three. V'hamiunin. Miun. A woman who does Miun before she becomes a Gdola, she just wants to get out of the marriage, out of the rabbinic marriage, she could just do Miun. Miun has to be done in front of three. So Rashi says, why? You saw Maktana, she see of Ima Vacheha, Ledaita. You saw Maktana that her mother or brothers marry her off. Yotza Beloket, Bemiun. Kozman Shalo Godla Tachtov. As long as she's still a Ktana, she can do Miun. Upishlosha Beinun. You need three. Why? They call the Tikkun Rabbanan. Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Kein Daraisa, and Miun is patterned after the Din Daraisa. Umiun in Dirabanan. To be Daraisa, Filu Miun Lobaya. Right on the Torah level, she's not married, so she can just walk out. The whole Inkdusha Ktana Klum. But we say, because the Rabbanan enacted a marriage, Miyun also needs three. The question is, in Rashi, what is the Din D'Oraisa that Miyun is patterned after? That is a major shaila here, and a machlokas in the Achronim, the Rishash, and the Noda Biyehuda, and others. The Rishash here says, if you look, the question is, Miyun is breaking up of a marriage. So that could be one of two ideas. Says the Rishash, right here, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, I'll just find it, says the Rishash. Hano de Yehuda b'madura tinyana, hevinu, de keratzalomar kein get shel Torah. What's the parallel of me into the din daraisa? Kein daraisa tikkun like get, just like get breaks up a marriage, so to me it breaks up a marriage. The kao bazeh, the hechad matzina b'get, sheitzorah gimel. Well, the question is then, where is there ever evidence that you have to do a gerushin in front of a Beis Din? That's a chumra of the Noda Biyehuda. But where did he say that anywhere? So the Rishash says, I don't think that's true. V'liyev shalomar de kavanaso al chalitza. Shehi ke'ein miyun. Shayava mimma ein liyavama. Remember, the Torah says, me'ein yavami. Maybe that's even where the Rabbanan got the word miyun from that halacha. So again, here Rashi says, miyun is ke'ein daraisa. But in Machlokas Achronim, what is that? What is that Daraisa? The Ritva also uses it. Interesting, not our topic now, but the Ritva in Pesachim, Adavnu Dalid, the Gemara talks about if women are not obligated in Havdalah, because it's not Nechlal in the mitzvahs of Shabbos, maybe they should be Beturos, because it's a Zman Grama. But when we say Chayavos, because of called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Got to figure that one out, what the Ritva is really saying. But either way, these are some examples in the Rishonim. And then, finally, besides Gemara, besides Rishonim, sometimes you have a discussion in the Achronim. Right, many times we don't know where a drabanan is patterned after, and it's up to us to try to figure it out. The Tosfos in Maseches Beitza, discusses the concept of Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yantif, Tosefes Yom Kippur. So Tosfos there on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph talks about Tosefes Yom Kippur Daraisa. Mashma says Tosfos Tishir le Tosefes Yom Kippurim. There's a minimum requirement. Mi dehitzruk lahafsek mi bod yom dehavadi lo hayochle mamish achashecha. So what's the shear for Tosefes? We don't know what the shear is, and therefore just make sure you're mafsik in time. That's Tosis. If you look in the Ran there says, well, it must be a certain amount of time that's beyond Suffolk. Because if it's already Suffolk, so then that's not Tosefes. That's just because of Chumrah. You don't know, you know what time it is. So that's not what we're talking about. Says the Ran, Tezayinim Abeis Nadafi Arif, Ali Nira. The Kibach and Sifsa Torah Tosefes, Tzorach Lahosev Michol Ala Kodesh. Ezezman, Chutz Min Azman, Shu Nizar Bo Min Asafik. Besides the Zman that you're going to be Zoyer from because of the Safik, right, that you don't need the Mitzvah Tosefes. Sheim Lo Kein, Lo Hayat Tzorach Lahazer Ala Tosefes. Okay, so there's some type of shear. How much? Says the Shinin Kubetzes. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, half an hour. Half an hour. That's the shear of Tosefes. Rav Shatta is quoted that Rav Salvechik said that there was a minhag in Europe to have half an hour, but on Erev Yom Kippur to have an hour. Because you need for a Tosefes for Inui and Tosefes for Malachas, which he didn't fully understand. What do you mean? Why can't they overlap? What do you need a separate one for each one? But either way, half an hour. So this is Tosefes. So where do they get this from? How do you know half an hour? So Rav Schechter in Ve'ikvei Hatzon in Siman Yudalad, where he has a mimer about this topic, he quotes, well, remember the Gemara at the beginning of Arvei Psachim, Psachim Saditesim Abeis, discusses the concept of Samach Lamincha. You're not supposed to start certain things. Samach Lamincha, Bersaki Din, all the ones that are discussed there, and also Masechta Shabbos, and that's assumed to be half an hour. So is that the source? Well, that would be the opposite. Here, Tosefes, we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. And Samach, Samach Lamincha is a Din D'Rabbanan. But maybe that was the point. That's the point. The once there's a Din of Samach D'Rabbanan, so then the question is what's, which is half an hour, then the question is what's the Din D'Oraisa that this Samach Lamincha was patterned after? And that's how the Rishonim knew, maybe that's Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippur. So exactly the opposite. Not that Tosefes would be based on the Gemara Psachim, but it comes out of the Gemara Psachim, you know, where did that, what's the model that that din was patterned after? That would be the halacha of Tosefes. Halacha of Tosefes. Or another discussion, right? There's many discussions. The Bir Halacha in Shin Samach Bei Sif Yud quotes the Prima Gadim, who has a safek, whether it's Surah Pesach, let's say you have four kundasin. You have four poles with a roof on it. Right? Does that create a Rishus HaYachid with Surah Pesach on all four sides? Right, Surah HaPesach matirs a mavui, matirs an area, but with it, would it create a enclosed area on a daraisa level, on a darabana level? That's the subject of the Prima Gadim. And Rav Shata quotes there in that Siman Yudalid that we know we had earlier, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says that Surah HaPesach helps. Kanami kanva kanal gabem, and it helps even for kilayim. If you remember the sugyas that we had back on Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about there. Right, it was matil in kilayim. The Rish Lakish says maybe even in Shabbos. The Rabbi Yochanan says only kilayim. But you see, it helps mishum kilayim. So what do you see? It's a mechitza midaraisa. So what's the savik of the Prima Gadim? Whether it's Surah HaPesach helps or not. So explain the Achronim. What does kilayim need? What does Shabbos need? Kilayim needs a mechitza hamafsik. It's mafsik. So that's true. On a daraisa level, Surah HaPesach, it represents a mechitza that is mafsik. The question is it also a mechitza hamakif? Shabbos, you not only need a mechitza that's mafsik, that separates the areas, but makif, is this an enclosed area? We discussed this earlier. Hekif makom, that's what Shabbos might need. So that's the suffix of the Prima Gadim. On a daraisa level, you know, Surah HaPesach represents a mechitza hamafsekes, and it's good enough. The question is, on a drabbanon level, is Surah HaPesach also good enough for mechitza hamakefes? That's the question that the Prima Gadim would be dealing with. One final one, the Gemara in Bava Basra, on Daf Chav Dalid, quotes this source. There's a chiluk there between trees and zra'im for Arei Yisrael. What are you allowed to plant within a certain amount of area from the middle of the city? So the Gemara says, how do you know the difference between Elon and zra'im? From the chiluk that we had earlier in this Pesachta about a karkav shlo hukaf ladira. If you have a karpe, if you planted trees in there, it doesn't mamait because it is people walk around trees, but if you plant your rakos, it is mamait. The question, what do you mean? We're looking for a source for a din daraisa about Ilanos and Zroim in Ari Yisrael. And we're bringing up Karpef, Shluchaf Ladira, which is a din darabanan. The answer is it's the opposite. It's exactly the opposite. Once you see Karpef, so then you know that's the din darabanan. It must have a daraisa that it parallels after. And that's how you know by Ilan and Zroim, by Ari Yisrael. It works exactly the opposite. That's what the Gemara must mean. Just two or three, or two extra points, and that is, in Nefesh Harav, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as many times, and many shiurim, he also discussed this, that not only did he work on Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan, every Din D'Rabbanan, finding sources in the Dinim D'Oraisa, but even Minhagim, he always felt was based on some Din D'Oraisa, some Chumrah, some idea that's found in the Torah. K'chelek chashub mi'mesoras ha'gdola shal Torah Yisrael Rabbeinu, hayu gam Minhagim, ki af Minhag Yisrael Torah hu. He always tried to figure out the tamim But also signal sheshadol tamil lavin as he saw this halacha, and he explained many different minhagim that they were based on certain halachos and certain chumras. And it says on the bottom here, she'ini quotes from another article of Rav Soloveitchik. She'inyan haminhagim einenu stam tekes ba'alma. So it was not just ceremony. Ela gidram kemo she'amru b'gemara. Got the tikkun rabbana kein daraisa tikkun. She'kal adinim derabbana nefachim yos chelik mitorah shabal pemi daraisa. Kemo chin eitzel minhagim. She'bekulam yish eiza kiyam shal eiza halacha. O eiza chshasha le eiza deya b'gemara b'rishonim. V'chal minhag she'ein bozeh, tekes ba'alma ve'eno minhag. Again, that's important, but also what he... Number one. Number two, what he just mentioned in passing there is that this whole halacha reflects that Durabanans and Daraisas make up one rubric. And they're under the same system. Even though, yeah, there are differences between Durabanans and Daraisas, but the whole idea of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan K'ein Daraisa Tikun reflects the fact that Durabanans really are part of the larger rubric of halacha. They become part of the unit of Torah, and therefore it has to be at least parallel to the source din, or a source din, even though it has differences, and there are other halachas as well that reflect this idea. Okay, we'll stop here.